If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 7th day of February 2011. Happy birthday to Chris Rock, who is 45, Ashton Kutcher, who is 33, James Spader is 51, and Sammy Johns, who spent a lot of time down by the river in a Chevy van, turned 65. This is the day that the Beatles arrived in New York in 1964 to begin their world tour. And need we say, the world would never be the same. Okay, Super Bowl spoiler information if you haven't watched the game. Here comes Packers 31, Steelers 25. Actually, a closer game than you might be led to believe, but still. This is just my personal opinion, and I only watch one gridiron football game a year, and this is it. But it was pretty underwhelming in every respect. I didn't think the commercials were as good. The football game probably it was better than the commercials, and that's kind of odd for the Super Bowl. The funniest comment came from a Twitter from and I'm not going to give the name, but I just thought this was hysterical, from a British friend of mine who wrote, "I just realized they show the Super Bowl here without ads, but no one watches. It is not a real sport here, and it's 1 a.m. You know, thinking about it, it may be that the problem with Brits and gridiron football is that it's not as long as cricket. You know, cricket games last traditionally 7 days to 2 weeks. You know, I hate to sound like the old man and up, but, you know, the commercials didn't seem as good this year as they have in previous years. I don't know why, but and it does seem that with technology, you can do some amazing things, but now we're sort of at the point where we can make everything look so real that just because you can doesn't mean you should. So, I don't know. I did enjoy the Ozzy Osbourne commercial for Best Buy, and I got to say Justin Bieber wasn't bad, you know, especially when they made him up to look like an old man at the end. But one of my favorites was the kid dressed up as Darth Vader. Now, that was a great commercial. I mean, creative. It got the point across. Again, interesting video from Rogue Blue Jay up on YouTube this morning. It is youtube.com/Rogue Blue Jay. I'll put a link down below. And interesting, he's talking about working well with others. And watching Allie, now I'm, in all fairness, I'm in a collaboration channel with Rogue Blue Jay, and my name is Chris Yeh. He's in university down in London. And he's making an independent film project, which is really interesting to watch and to hear. And he does a video about how the process is coming along. And it's called "I Don't Play Well with Others," which is fascinating to me because I've been doing a collab with Allie for, you know, a couple of years now. And it made me think about my radio days. And what he's experiencing now is that when you do a project, when you're first getting started in film and in other things, you're working with the willing people that want to be involved in a project but may not know their level of expertise or their area of expertise. Here's my comparison. When I worked at the Big X, which was a little 1,000-watt radio station, you really were responsible for the radio show. You know, I was generally the one that planned what happened. I mean, we had a program director and a music director. It was the same guy, but he really had a hands-off. He did his show, I did my show, and we just sort of all made things fit. When I went to 99 Ways, or WMAZ across town, they were a very professional organization, and you had people in a level of expertise like program directors and operations managers and news directors, copywriters, traffic directors, associate producers, these sort of things, people that really knew what they were doing, and you depended on them to do their job. And so I could concentrate more on doing a radio show while these other people did their jobs, and I had complete trust at this level that they were going to do what they said they were going to do. And it always turned out. And so when you, it's kind of the process of making it. You have to go through working with people that let you down, working with people that may not be at your level or you may be below their level, but you have to have this experience before you can get to the higher level of experience and saying, eventually, I know these folks and I know that they're going to do what they say they're going to do. Tell me your experiences of working professionally with other people. It's always interesting to hear other folks' stories. And I'll see you tomorrow.